91X News.
It's one and lightly snowy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Mike Fleming. International Women's Day is Thursday. Organizations and residents will be marching in downtown Belleville to support women worldwide. Callie Doran has the story.
The event will start with a march and end with a discussion at the library with Ryerson University professor Cindy Baskin about the struggles of Indigenous women. Leah Morgan, a representative from Three Oaks Women's Shelter who is attending the march, says the event is a way to make people more aware of women's rights.
Well, I think it just brings awareness to women's issues so that people are more conscious of, some of the issues that women face, but also just in your day-to-day interactions with women.
Morgan encourages more people to come out to the event this year.
I would love to see more participation at these events. I've been going to these events for several years, the past 15 years, and it seems to be the same kind of group of people who come out.
She says that they are trying to appeal to a larger crowd.
We're trying to reach out more to the youth and getting younger people involved as well. And just trying to reach a new demographic, a new group of people to come and participate in these events.
The march starts at the Belleville Library at 4:30 p.m. Callie Dorn, QNET News, Belleville.
Ontario's finance minister says the province will not table a balanced budget when it delivers the fiscal plan on March 28th. Charles Souza says the province will run a deficit, going back on a key promise the Liberal government made to balance the books. He did not say how much the deficit will be, but says it will allow the province to invest more in health care and child care. Souza also says the spring budget, which comes before our June election, will outline a plan to return to balance. The minister announced the details at a speech in Toronto. A local couple completed 2 5-day hikes abroad to raise money for Three Oaks, the Belleville shelter for women and children. Lorraine O'Quinn and her husband Tom raised a total of $18,500. Their first hike was through the Andes Mountains in Peru, where O'Quinn said they hiked up to altitudes of almost 15,000 feet above sea level over 5 days. Their second hike was in Iceland, where they trekked between 2 glaciers. They faced a variety of landscapes, from green meadows to volcanic ash and ice fields. The couple got involved with raising funds for Three Oaks because of their passion for giving back to our community. They said it's important for them to help bring awareness of abuse against women and children. The couple plans on making another trek in the near future with a goal to raise at least $10,000. Check out QNET News for the full story. The northeastern U.S. is bracing for its second big storm in less than a week. Warren Levinson has more.
New Yorkers awoke to occasional snow, light rain, and heavy travel headaches. Hundreds of flights were canceled at Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia airports in anticipation of a late winter storm, forecast to drop as much as a foot of snow on some parts of the region. There were school cancellations in some suburbs. City schools are open. State workers in Connecticut were to be sent home beginning at noon. Amtrak and commuter railroads curtailed their schedules in a region that still has thousands of homes and businesses without power after a nor'easter on Friday. Warren Levinson, New York.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in California today explaining the Trump administration's new lawsuit against the state for laws designed to block immigration enforcement. Alex Stone has more.
As Sessions spoke inside a gathering of law enforcement outside, protesters rallied against a new lawsuit challenging California's laws barring police and even private companies from fully cooperating with federal immigration agents.
The California legislature has enacted a number of laws designed to intentionally obstruct the work of our sworn immigration officers.
California argues the federal government cannot force local police to work on its behalf enforcing federal immigration law. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Scotland Yard says it was a deliberate poisoning that sent 2 people to hospital in Britain. Molly Hunter has more.
British investigators now have new answers to the mystery over the former Russian spy taken ill over the weekend. British police now say Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were targeted specifically, and it was a nerve agent used. They're treating it as an attempted murder.
The 2 people originally who became unwell were targeted specifically.
Skripal and his daughter Yulia are both still in the hospital alongside a local police officer. They've asked anyone who might know anything to please come forward. Molly Hunter, ABC News, London.
A teenage girl died today after a school bus hit a semi-truck north of Edmonton. 13 other students from Thorold Central High School were on the bus at the time of the collision. Aspen View Public Schools Superintendent Mark Francis says the girl's death is being felt by the entire community.
As you can well imagine, this is an immeasurable loss and tragedy for our entire community. I mean, Thorold is that small Alberta town that where everyone knows everyone, and so a tragedy like this impacts the entire community.
Francis says counseling is available for all staff and students. Police are investigating. McDonald's says it is serving quarter pounders with fresh beef rather than frozen patties at about one quarter of its U.S. restaurants. Food industry analyst David Hanks says the fast food giant is working to appeal to customers who want fresher foods.
Certainly, in the back of their mind, they're still selling burgers and fries, but they're trying to make it easier for families and kids and moms to make that decision to go to McDonald's and feel a little bit better about it.
McDonald's Canada says it has no current plans to introduce fresh beef at its restaurants. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Every day we have new bikes dropping. At Doug's Bicycle, we already have spring 2018 popping. With daily deliveries of the world's hottest bikes from Cervelo, Specialized, and Giant, we're lucky there hasn't already been a riot. Doug's Bicycle offers the longest warranties and service plans when you walk through our doors. With financing from 0%, all of this could be yours. Whether you're new to riding or a seasoned pro, Doug's Bicycle is the place to go. Come check us out, 159 College Street West, Belleville.
QNET Sports, the Wellington Dukes fell to 2-1 in their playoff series with the Pickering Panthers after a 3-1 loss last night in Wellington. The Dukes will be back at it tonight as they travel to Pickering for Game 4. Puck drop is at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks, meanwhile, are in Aurora tonight, hoping to get their first win of the playoff series after dropping the first two games to the Aurora Tigers. Puck drop will be at 7:30. The Vancouver Canucks host the Arizona Coyotes in NHL action tonight. There'll be little more than pride on the line at Rogers Arena between the bottom two teams in the Western Conference. The Canucks are without rookie star Brock Besser, who is likely out the rest of the season with a back injury. Also tonight, Calgary visits Buffalo. The Eastern Conference leading Toronto Raptors take on the Pistons in Detroit as part of tonight's NBA action. The Raptors will clinch a playoff spot with a win over the ninth-place Pistons. Detroit has lost six of its last seven games, including a 123-94 defeat in Toronto on February 26th. The NBA Western Conference leading Houston Rockets look to increase their winning streak to 17 games when they visit the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. The Rockets enter the contest a half game up on Golden State in the West standings. After tonight's game, the Rockets travel to Toronto for a Friday night date with the Raptors. Defending champion Brad Gushue has suffered his first loss at the 2018 Canadian Men's Curling Championship in Regina, falling 10-7 to Alberta's Brandon Botcher in today's morning draw. The result created a tie atop Pool A at 5-1 between Gushue, Botcher, and wildcard entry Mike McEwen of Winnipeg. McEwen joined the leaders with a 6-2 win over Newfoundland and Labrador. The afternoon draw features a matchup between Pool B co-leaders Northern Ontario and Manitoba. Reliever Tyler Clippard has agreed to a minor league contract with the Toronto Blue Jays and will report to big league spring training. The 33-year-old right-hander had been working out with major league free agents in Bradenton, Florida. He had said last week that he wanted a major league contract. Clippard was 2-8 with a .477 earned run average in 76 games last season with the New York Yankees, Chicago White Sox, and Houston. The Seattle Mariners are bringing back Ichiro Suzuki. Seattle finalized a one-year deal with the 44-year-old Japanese star after several outfielders got hurt. Suzuki spent his first 11 major league seasons with the Mariners, earning American League Rookie of the Year and MVP honors in 2001 and winning a pair of batting titles in Seattle. Soccer's governing body for North and Central America and the Caribbean announced its new CONCACAF Nations League, a format designed to give more competitive matches to smaller nations. Canada will play the U.S. Virgin Islands, Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, and French Guiana in the qualifying stage of the new tournament. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight: cloudy, 40% chance of rain showers or flurries early this evening. Periods of snow beginning this evening. Snowfall amount 2 to 4 centimeters, the low of -1. At 4:10, it's 1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mike Fleming, news on 91X, next at 4.